We'll do the Maimer of Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe. The Rebbe said this Maimer on Yom Simchas Torah in Hei Tovshin Chov Gimel. And later on, this Maimer was published, it brings down in the note, it was published in the booklet for Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah Tinosei, that's Tovshin Nun Aleph. And the date over there was in honor of Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah and Erev Chag HaSukkos. That's the date that was in honor of Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. The date that it was published, that's on the publication, is Erev Chag HaSukkos Shnas Hei Tinosei. Now, that year, the Rebbe explained the Hemshech of Tovshin Gimel that was said by the Friedrich Rebbe 20 years, that was published in the Hemshech Tovshin Gimel 20 years ago, before that. So it says that this Maimer is the Hemshech to the Maimorim that preceded this Maimer. The Rebbe went and explained pieces of the Maimer of the Hemshech of Tovshin Gimel. You had first the Maimer Yivchar Lonu of Rosh Hashanah, and then you have the Maimer V'chol Odom of Shabbos Shuvah, and also the Maimer of that starts with Basukos Teshuvos as Yom Beis Dechag HaSukkos, and this is the fourth Maimer in this series of the Maimorim that the Rebbe said in Tovshin Chav Gimel, and this is the Maimer of Yom Simchas Torah. In any event, in this Maimer, the Rebbe discusses the various aspects of Torah. Torah is referred to as a Yerusha, as an inheritance. And the Rebbe will explain the aspect of an inheritance is the fact that when we learn Torah, we refine ourselves, we refine the world. And when we do that, we inherit the sparks that vitalize the Nefesh HaBahamis, the world, which those sparks come from Olam HaToyu. And the person that learns them, the Neshama, they come from Olam HaTikun. So we basically inherit the sparks from the world of Toyu. That's the part of Yerusha. Toyu is an inheritance. But then the Pirkei Avos says that Toyu is not an inheritance. You got to work hard. That is when you learn Lishma. The Rebbe explains that Lishma means not even for the purpose of refining yourself or making the world a better place, just learning for the Torah of Hashem. That is high. The Rebbe will speak, there's another level of Matone, and which is higher and lower, as the Rebbe will explain. The Maimer will go in the Maimer now, step by step. So the pasuk in V'zayis HaBracha, which we read on Simchas Torah, says Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe in V'zayis HaBracha Moshe Meirasha Kehilas Yaakov, that the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu instructed us, it is an inheritance for the community of Yaakov. So basically what the pasuk is saying, Shahat Torah hi Yerusha l'kol echad v'echad shemikihilas Yaakov, that the Torah is an inheritance to each and every one who is part of the Yaakov community. So the Torah is their inheritance. So the Rebbe says, v'yiduim had you can possess. So the known and the questions about this, as the Rebbe brings down from the Torah Oir, the different in Torah, it's Inera Torah, and the Sefer Amorim, Toshim Beis, the Rebbe brings down. So we know that Hare Omru Razal, that our sages tell us that Torah is not a Yerusha, because in Pirkei Avos it says, Haskin atzmcha lilmeid Torah she'eino Yerushaloch. Prepare yourself. You have to work and get ready and work on learning Torah, because it's not a Yerusha, you're just going to get it. So how do we reconcile it? The Kan Nemar, here it says, Satorah Yerusha. Torah is an inheritance. So is it an inheritance? Not an inheritance. It says, Torah Tzivu Lono Meshe Meirasha. it's a Merav Dirsa, it's not inheritance. As the Rebbe will explain, there's two aspects in Torah. Then there's a third aspect, but two aspects in Torah. Gam Tzorich Lahavin. We also need to understand why do we need to inherit something which seemingly is ours? Inheritance means the person worked at it, and the inheritor just gets it by default, by being an inheritor. But Torah, all Yidden are connected to Torah. We were all at Matan Torah, basically all souls, all Jewish souls, were there when the Eibishter gave the Torah, because Matan Torah was for all Yidden. So we don't have to, why do we have to inherit the Torah when it seemingly that the Torah was given directly to us, not only as inheritance? Gam Tzorich Lahavin, also we need to understand, the Pirush Yerusha bePashtus, so what is the simple meaning of Yerusha? Sheyerish Mabeso. That means that inheritance from his father. Hainu. Shemitzad Atzmei Eine Shayich Lahadavar. That means, on his own, he has no connection to it, but he inherits it from his parents. His parents worked hard or got it, and now he's getting it from his parents. He's not connected directly to it. Varekol Yisrael, but all Yidden, hoyu nishmasein b'mayim har Sinai, all of our soul, all Yidden's soul were at the time of Matan of Har Sinai, when the Eibishter, at that time when the Eibishter gave the Torah, the kiblu ba'atzmanus haTorah, they received the Torah themselves. They don't need to inherit it; they got the Torah themselves. So that's the other question: why do we need an inheritance? First of all, the Rebbe asked in one place in the Pirkei Avos, it says it's not an inheritance. In the pasuk in Torah Tziva, says it is an inheritance. Now, why do we need to inherit it? And Gam Tzorich Lahavin, the Rebbe points out now that the Yidden in these two psukim have three different names. We call them Yaakov, we call them Yishurim, and we call them Yisrael, as we'll see. Because the pasuk Shal Achre is the pasuk that follows Nemar Vayhi Bishurim Melech Bisasif Roshe Om Yachad Shifte Yisrael. So Bishurim means in amongst the Yidden, the Eibishter, see, was king when all Yidden get together. Who? The tribes of Israel. So, first of all, what's the connection between Vayhi B'Shurim Melech and the pasuk beforehand? Maya Shaykhis de Vayhi B'Shurim Melech leMerosha Kilos Yaakov. What's the connection? First we say Toidot Simulono Moshe Merosha Kilos Yaakov. Then we say and amongst Yishurun, amongst the Yidden, there was a king. So what's that connection to the Merosh Kilas Yaakov? And then, we refer to the Yidden with three different names. Gam, also we have to understand. The Bepasik, in this Pasik, Torah Tziva Lanu, we say Kilas Yaakov. Nixroim Yisrael, the Yidden are called B'Shem Yaakov. We call them Yaakov. We say Meirosho Kihilas Yaakov. Uba Pasik Shalachar Zeh, but in the following Pasik, B'Tchilosoi Nikroim B'Shem Yishurim. First, the Yidden Yisrael are called Yishurim. Vayhi B'Shurim Melech. Amongst Yishurim, there was Melech. So, we call the Yidden by the name Yishurim. Uba Sima Pasik. And at the end of the pasuk, the Yidden are called Yisrael, Nikroim Shem Yisrael, because you say Yachat Shifte Yisrael, together the tribes of Israel, meaning Yisrael. So you have first they're called Yaakov, then they're called Yishurun, and then they're called Yisrael. What's all these three levels? Base. And the Rebbe would later on explain that there's actually three levels in Torah, and each of the names is a shaykhus to the different level of Torah, as will be explained later on. So, first the Rebbe explains now that there's two things of Torah. Torah, first of all, is the wisdom of the Eibishter. And second of all, Torah refines the person, refines the world. And these are two separate aspects of Torah. One is called Yerusha, because through refinement of the world you inherit, as we will see, you inherit the higher lights. And the other one says it's not a Yerusha because you want to reach a level which is higher than the level of Toyu, which the Yerusha comes from. Over there, you have to work hard that your learning Torah should be without any pniya, haskin atzmecha, without any motive, not even a motive to make yourself a better person, to refine yourself or to refine the world. That's considered a motive also. You have to work hard just to learn because chachmas yiritzei neshal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the point of the explanation here can move on Madrushim. As understood from the Maimorim, the Betoiro Shnei Inyonim. In Torah, we have two aspects. Torah, the way it is on its own, which is the wisdom and the will of Hashem. Before the Eibishter gives us the Torah, the way the Torah is in the world of Atzilus, over there, it's just the wisdom and the will of Hashem. And from there, the Torah comes down into the Torah that we learn, that we understand. And the way Torah descends over here below. And it sorts out and it refines the world. Second aspect of Torah. Now, when we're talking about that the Torah refines the world, we're not talking about only the world outside of the person. The person is part of the world. The first thing, what the Torah does, it refines the person himself. And then it also refines the world. Maschil, this begins, this refinement begins. To sort out and refine the person who's learning. What does it mean that it's sorted out? You have the intellect of the animal soul, which is an animal soul. It's an intellect of an animal soul. And when you learn Torah and you understand it with the animal soul, is mizdarer, mizbarer, mizdacher, v'nichlo b'kedusha. So the intellect of the Nefesh HaBahamis is sorted out and refined and included in Kedusha. And this is, now that we have the two levels, we understand why we say, B'zeu shom razal lo'olam yasik odom b'toyro mitzvah shaloi lishmo. First he should learn Torah mitzvah shaloi lishmo. This is the shaloi lishmo is for the ulterior motive, not l'shem HaTorah, but in order for refinement. Shemetoich shaloi lishmo bo lishmo. First he learns shaloi lishmo, but from shaloi lishmo, you get to lishmo. Debitchilas ha'avoida esek ha'toira deha'odom hu b'chdei levarer u'zachich nafshe. The beginning, when a person learns Torah, he has to start, he also good, is in order to sort out and to refine his nefesh, his soul. K'may merazal, as the sages say, me'ikore ki ovid adaita denafshe ovid, that when he starts off, l'chadchile, he does it for himself, ko'ovid. So his Torah learning is for himself, meaning for his refinement. She'esek ha'Torah sheloi hu b'chdei l'zachich es nafshe, in order to refine his soul. So that's why you start with Torah mitzvah shaloi lishmo, to be refinement of the soul. And then, b'al yidei zebo, achar kach leisek ha'Torah lishmo, shem ha'Torah atzmo, then you come to the level of lishmo, for the sake of Torah itself, lishmo, for the Torah itself. Shalemaylo minyin ha'berurim, that's not learning Torah to sort anything out, to refine anything, to refine the world yourself. You're learning the Torah for the sake of Hashem. So that comes later, but first is Yasek Odom Torah Shalei Lishmo, because you have to learn Torah for refinement purposes as well. And then eventually you learn Torah Lishmo just for the sake of Torah itself. And V'zehu Sha'Torah Nikras Yerusha, this is why the Torah is called a Yerusha, an inheritance. So on one hand, there's something that you say that you inherit, and then the Baba became Omru, and yet the Chachamim still say in the Pirkei Avos, Haskin Asim Cholil Matoira Shein Yerusha, right? Get yourself ready to learn Torah, it's not a Yerusha. So he explains, the reason why the Torah is called a Yerusha, that's because of the Birurim that come from the Torah. The sparks that are in physical matter, because you're mevarer physical worlds in general through the learning of Torah and mitzvah, learning about Dvarim Gashmim, and sorting out what's kosher, what's not. The halacha is also taking out the nitzutzes from the Dvarim Gashmim and also the nitzutzes of the seichel of his nefesh habahamis. So where do these nitzutzes come from? Shorshum hu betoyu. They're rooted in the world of toyu. That's where the nitzutzes of the nefesh habahamis and the Dvarim Gashmim. Vashoyrish the neshamis Yisroel. Where is the root of Neshamas Yisroel? Hu betikun, is in the world of Tikkun. Atzilus, that's where Neshamas Yisroel are taken from, rooted in. And the Nefesh HaBahamis comes from a higher place, comes from the world of Toyu. And that's the reason the Zehu, She'esov Nikra Godel V'Yakim Nikra Kotten, the Pasuk describes, first came out the older, the bigger one, Yaakov and Nakot. Why is Yaakov the Godel? Kishoyrish Esav hu betoyu, because Esav root is in toyu. Sha'oyres the toyu haim oyres merubim. Over there in the lights of toyu are lots of strong lights. So that's why it's called Godel. There's a lot of light over there. But Shoyrish Yaakov hu betikun. Yaakov's root comes from tikun. Sha'oyres the tikun haim oyres mu'otim. Over there the lights are few, and bechein mugbolim bekelim, and also they are limited in a vessel, cotton, they're diminished, they're small, there's less light, and also the light that is there is oiris bekelim. In toyu, the oiris broke the kelim, but over here, in tikkun, is a lesser light, and it's oiris mugbolim. So that's why it's called a cotton. So, now we have Yaakov and Esav, hey machim, b'kivash Yaakov Esav achim. Yaakov and Esav are brothers. Kamosha Kosu, the pasuk says, "Hello, Och Esav liYaakov." Esav is a brother to Yaakov, so these are brothers. Brothers inherit each other. V'achim Yerushim says, and brothers inherit one another. L'chein, and therefore, talking about the Avedis HaBirurim, Ayidei Shenishomis Yisroel Mevaririm Esanitzitzis, through the souls of Yidden that sort out these sparks. The sparks in Seichel Nefesh HaBahamis, the Nefesh in the world, Heim Yershim HaIris De Toyu, they get to inherit the lights of Toyu. They don't have these lights by themselves. Their Sheresh is Tikkun. And they get to the lights of Oiris. That's why they need a Yerusha. They can't get it on their own, they get it as an inheritance. Uma shekosuv haskin atzma cholil metoyro she'ena yirushaloch. And this that the Pasuk says, get yourself ready, prepare yourself to learn Torah, because it's not an inheritance. Hu b'negei lahat Torah k'moshi l'mayla minyan habirurim. That, as it pertains to Torah, as it's higher from the sorting out, that level of Torah, which is higher than Berurim, is Takenata Yerusha. How do we bring down this level of Torah? By learning Torah for the sake of Torah. Not for Berurim. Learn for the Torah, you bring the higher level than Yerusha. Yerusha, you get Toyu. This, you're going to get even higher than Toyu. You have to prepare yourself. It's a struggle to learn the Shema. He has to put a lot of effort by himself to learn for the sake of Torah b'lishum pniya klal, without any ulterior motive at all. Gam lo yapnei to zachas nafshi, not even the ulterior to sort itself. Ba'idei limud ha-Torah lishmo, and when a person learns Torah for the sake of Torah, who mamshich ha-Torah k'moi shehi mitzad atzma. Then you learn the Torah in ways itself. It's chmosi uritzay nifshal Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's the achievement. When you learn lishma, you draw down the high level of Torah of itself. Shadargezu the Torah he lemaylo gama. It is the Torah. This level of Torah is higher also from the lights of Torah. Sheyisrael yeshma deyavedis abirunim. There is the Toyu the Yidden get when they work up with the Saburim, that's Yerusha. But this is higher than that. She'ein a Yerusha loch. This is even higher than Toyu is not a Yerusha. Because Yerusha would mean Toyu, Toyu. That comes through learning Toyu for the purpose of refining yourself. But when you learn Toyu lishma for the sake of Hashem, then you get the higher level, which is not the Yerusha, it is even from a higher level. In Ois Gimel, the Rebbe will continue to talk about these two levels of Torah, which is a Yerusha, and the level which is higher than Yerusha. Yerusha basically is inheriting in Atzilus, inheriting the Olam HaToyu, and inheriting the Torah Shel Atzma, which is the level of Eina Yerusha, that comes through Torah Lishma. And this is also the two languages that we find used in the Pasuk with regards to Torah. We find it called Tal, and we find it Motor. Motor comes through breaking your back and working the fields, and then you get the Motor. Tal comes minashamayim on its own, so Motor is compared to Haskin Atzucha Lilma Torah Sheinei Yerusha, to refine yourself, to work it through. It comes in through struggles, which the level of Tal is a higher level, which is higher than the level. That's the Giloir Milmaila. Similar, the Rebbe wants to associate it as well to Nigla the Torah and Nister the Torah. Nigla, which is revealed, is more like Motor. You have to work hard because it's physical matter, and also have to refine yourself through that learning. But the Gila Lekus in Nister is like the Tal. We'll see inside. Let's just go step by step. Gimel. V'zehu, and this is also the meaning of the Pasik, of Yarev Kamotor Likhi, Tizal Katal Imrosi. So we're saying that my learning, my Likhi, my Lekach, the Torah's, the teaching, is going to drip like rain. Then it says, Tizal Kadal Katal, it'll drip like dew, Imrosi, my saying. So basically, Torah, which is Likhi and Imrosi, will come down like Motor and like Tal. So what's these two languages of Torah, Motor and Tal? These are the two Madregas we're talking about, which Torah is a Yerusha and it's not a Yerusha. The chilik between rain and dew and Tal. The Motor bo mehoanonim shenasi meleichus ha'oritz. The rain comes from the clouds, how the clouds form. They come from the moisture of the earth. The moisture of the earth goes up, and that creates the cloud. That means there is a sarusa delatata to bring the rain down. As the pasuk says, ve'ed yale min ha'aretz, the cloud goes up from the ground, ve'hishko es pnei ha'adoba, and then it waters the face of the earth. So rain comes from below, ve'tal, bo milmaila, tal do comes from above. The kamekenu beruchnis, likewise, it's also in the spiritual level of Torah. There is the motor of Torah and there is the tal of Torah. Shamotar hu inyan shabo al yidei birur vezichuch valo asamata. Rain is the idea that it comes through sorting out, refining, and elevating the one below. That's the work to the comes up from lamata is through the refinement, the sorting out. We raise the mata like the aid that comes from the cloud that comes from the ground, yala min ha'aretz. And actually, this comes through a lot of hard work, because in order for the rain to really be successful, it is heartbreaking work. That's why we use the lashon kemay merazal al haposik yarif kamotor. Yarif can also mean the back, kamotor lichi. So it says in the sages tell us that shavru habriyas es orpan miyad motor yoded. If they break their back, this is embraces Rabbah, if they break their back, then the rain comes down, because yarif, when you do arif, back breaking to prepare the field and all the work that is necessary, so when it's yarif, then it's kamotor, the rain comes down. Basically, you have to do and work for it to get it, to get the rain. But vital, who gilu milmaila, tal is a revelation that comes from above. So why is Torah compared to rain and dew? So what's the reason the Torah has been equated, compared to dew and rain? Because in Torah we have the two aspects. You have one idea, the Torah came down below in order to sort the world out. That would be like the rain come down, work through. This idea to bring down that level of Torah, the godliness that sorts out the world, when you learn Torah on your own for your sake, for your refinement, so then you bring down that level of godliness to sort out the world. And that is yarev kamotor likhi. So likhi, my learning, is like the rain that comes down. Then you have the Torah on a higher level, kemoi shehi mitzad atzma, as it's on itself. Kemoi shehi ba'atzilus. The Torah as it's in atzilus. Lemailo miridosa bibya, higher than the descent in bia. The Torah starts off in Atzilus, and from Atzilus it comes down to Biyah. That's where the Eibishter gives the Torah, into Biyah. So the Torah by itself, as is in Atzilus, that comes down through the level of Tal. Dam Shochas in Yezesha B'Torah. How do you get that higher level of Torah? Hu al yidei esek haTorah lishmo. That's learning it like Tal, because you're learning Torah for the sake of Torah, not for the sake of Birurim, but for the sake of Torah. Then it's Tizal katal imrosi. Then the Eibishter's words come like Tal. So again, when the person works, breaks back, breaking labor, he brings down the level of Torah as it comes down into Biyat, to be Mevarir, the world, and make the place a place for the Eibishter. But in order to get the level of Torah as it is in Atzilus, over there we got to learn like the Tal of Torah, which is Lishmo. And then we get it Milmailo, you get the Torah, you get the Torah as it's in Atzilus. Ba'ula yesh loimar, and the Rebbe says, perhaps we can say that on this higher level that we're saying that you get the level of Atzilus, you get the Tao, that this is what our sages says, Kol HaKoyre V'Shoyne, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koyre V'Shoyne Kenegde. You are reading Chumash, or you're learning Mishnah, and the Eibishter will read and learn corresponding to you. That means it's the Eibishter learning. That's the level of Torah and Atzilus. That's Tal the Torah. It's not, you're learning Torah, but it's not coming to you. The Eibishter is learning. That remains on the level of Atzilus is Nizgala, not descending into Biyah to be Mevarer the world. And the Rebbe goes further now to say that these two Tal and Geshem of Torah can also be divided by the Nigla de Torah, the revealed part of Torah, and the inner part of Torah. These two aspects, Motor de Torah, Vital de Torah, the reign of Torah and the dew of Torah, Heim Galia de Torah, Upnimisa Torah. Those are the revealed part of Torah. That's the reign of Torah, and the dew of Torah is the primisa Torah. So, benigla de Torah shenislabshu bedvarim gashmi, because in the revealed part of Torah, which has been dressed up in physical matters, because the revealed part of Torah, the Gemara, the Mefarshim, the Chumash, the commentary, halacha, all dressed up in physical matters. And therefore, ha'oir eliki hu behelem, you don't see that godly light, which is the Torah, is hidden. This, you see a logic, you see physical manifestation. In order for the light to be revealed, the person learns Torah, he needs to refine himself. He can't learn Torah and get the godly light without refinement, because it's obscure, it's hidden in Nigla de Torah. So therefore, you need to refine yourself, like the mud, you have to work. Shivru arpecham, break the zehu. And this is also the meaning that we say, the Gemara says that if you are Zoicha, is Nasis Loisam Chayim. If a person doesn't matter, the Torah is a drug, sort of, it's a sam, but you can either use a drug for the bad things, but it can be a sam Chayim. But when we say Zocho, Zocha means you merit. But here the Rebbe wants to tie the word Zocha means when you refine yourself, it becomes Samchaim, because we need to refine yourself, because the godly light, when we're talking about Nigla, the godly light is obscure and you have to reveal it. Ubigdei the Zohu Shezocha Nasli Chaim means Zocha. So Zocha also means refinement. When you refine yourself, comes from loshon refinement. Then it becomes a samchaim. It becomes a drug of life, because you get to see the oydaliki. On the other hand, so that's the motor, that's the work, and that's bringing chivra artzchem. You have to need the zocha. You need to refine yourself. But the inner part of Torah, over there, the godly light is open, is revealed. So therefore, over there, he doesn't take that effort to reveal. And the Rebbe adds, Ulahoisiv, to add, not only is it that the Nigla de Torah needs sorting out in order to reveal the godly light, And in the Pnimius HaTorah, the godly light is open as it is. But in Nigla de Torah, even after you find the light, it's still not as powerful as the light which is in Pnimius HaTorah. Even after the person refines himself. So then also in the revealed part of Torah, the light is open. It's not the same as the revelation, the inner part of Torah. Since the light which is in the revealed part of Torah is dressed up in physical matters that obscure the light, lachein, therefore, gam le'achrei hasoras ha'helem, even after removing the block and through the efforts and the refinement, the light is not as revealed as the light of Pnimius HaTorah. So now we understand why it's motor. Why is it rain? Zehu shenigla de Torah hu motor de Torah. Why is nigla called the rain of Torah? The shnei imyonim b'zeh. There's two things. First of all, shebelibu nigla de Torah tzricha liyos ha'avoida the Zocha. Over there, he needs to have the service of Zocha, meriting, meaning refinement. You need to work on it so that you can chap, like motor, if to work, so that you can chap and see the godly light. Halimud adaita de nafshi lezachich es nafshi, which means to learn for your sake of yourself, to refine your soul. You have to do that when learning Niglu the Torah. Al derecha inyan, the shabru habriyas es arpon. They broke their backs in order to get the motor. That's one aspect of the motor. Vigam oz, even after you break your back, as the Rebbe brought out, it's still not the same level. Ha'oyre l'kisha meir l'ha'odom, what kind of light does he get? It doesn't get godly light in itself. That's motor. Rain comes down into the world. It's a worldly aspect, because even once you refine it, it's still gashmi's dikis stuff. Even after you break your back, even after you refine it, after the zocha. But va'inyan the tal Torah, the idea of tal Torah, who bepnimius ha'Torah. That's in the study of the inner part of Torah. But there, there is the revealed level of godliness openly. And this is sort of milmaila, and you don't need the work of the person. The person just needs to learn Torah Lishma for the sake of Torah, not for ulterior motives. And then it comes by itself, like when you learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kedosh Sheni Connected, the Rebbe says that this would mean the level of Tal Torah. The Eberstein learns that, you're Mamshich that level, and the Rebbe says that's the difference between Nigla and Nistar, between the Pnimius HaTorah and the revealed part of Torah, that's the rain and that's the dew of Torah. In Ois Dalet, the Rebbe is going to bring in another level in Torah, which is called the level of Matana. While the level of Tal, we said, comes milmailo, not bisarusa de letata, but when we go into more specific, we say that even Tal comes milamata, because we say kol ha-koyde v'shoyne, HaKadosh Baruch Hu koyde v'shoyne kenegdoi. So it is, so the real Tal is actually the level of Matona of Torah, which is a higher level. And the Rebbe brings down that we find in the Gemara that the first 3 hours of the day, the Eberster learns. But if we say that the Eberster learns corresponding to the person, so what does it mean the Rebbe Shtah learns for 3 hours. But the Rebbe explains now, because all the time when you learn, the Rebbe Shtah learns, that is Koyde V'Shoyne, it's still connected to the person's learning. The real level of Tal, which comes Milamailo, is the Gimel Shoyes. That's in the level of Matona, a third level. Let's look inside. Dalet. V'hinei. In addition to the two above mentioned aspects of Torah, so we have Yerusha de Torah, the Pasuk, Torah Tzivolono Moshe Merosh, the Yerusha. And then when the Mishnah says, Haskin Atzmecha Lilma Torah, you have to work hard to learn Torah. It's not a Yerusha. We learned that is the level of Tal. So you had Yerusha, which is the level of Motor. And before we said that the level of Haskin Atzmecha, to get from the level of Atzilus, that's a higher level of Hamshach. But in addition to this, Nikra Satoira B'Shem Matone. Torah is also called with the name as a gift. Kanusach de Birchas Satoira. This is the language we do when we say the bracha, the Torah. We don't say v'hoirish lanu es ha-Torah, or v'haskin atzcholot. It says v'nosan lanu es Torosei. He gave us the Torah. It's a gift. V'choismin baruch atah Hashem. We say nosan ha-Torah. He gave us the Torah. The same thing is v'chag ha-Shavuos nikra. What do we refer to the Yom Tov HaShavuos in the davening? It's zman. Matan to the sin, the Torah was given to us. And the Rebbe says, the Inyan HaMaton Shebe Torah, the idea of the gift of Torah, Hu Lemailo Gam Meho Inyan Dehaskin Atzmecha Lilma Torah, this is even higher than the Inyan of prepare yourself to learn Torah, which was the level of higher than Yerusha, Sheina Yerusha. So this is even higher than the level of Haskin Atzmecha, is the level of Matona. You have Yerusha, Haskin Atzmecha, and how the third level is Maton. But inyan hu, what's the idea over here? The hachiluk bein talu motor hu. So what's essentially, what's the difference between dew and rain? The yiridas motor tluya b'avoidas odom. The descent of rain hinges on person. We said before, breaking their backs, but also in Avoida, we say the Eibishter responds, Im Shamoya Tishma Mitzvaysai, then I'll give you rain. And if not, you don't get rain, as opposed to dew, which comes down all the time. The Yiridas Motor, Chilumental Motor, who the Yiridas Motor Tluya Bavoida Sodom, you have to work the Eibishter to give you the rain, Kimesha Kosuv. Vahoyim Shamoya. If you listen to Hashem, He'll give you the rain. So rain depends on the work of the person. But v'tal do einay tolui b'avei desodem. That does not hinge on the work of man. K'may merazal, as our sages of blessed memory say, tal loy mi'etzer. That's why the miracle will not take with rain, that it should be rain, not rain. The Novi could make such a miracle, but not with the dew, because the dew never stops. Which means it doesn't hinge on your avodah. The kamaykein hu beruchni, so likewise, it's spiritually the idea between tal u'motor, the motor hu hamshocha shal yidei yisurus u'delatata. The rain is when we draw down through the work of below. V'tal hi hamshocha milmailu mitzad atzma, the dew is hamshocha from above, comes on its own, not your work. Okay, so if we're saying now that tal means that it comes on its own, so even though we said before, but when we say haskin atzmacha, you got to work for it, kol hakoyde v'shoyne, meaning that you are investing in it. So in the end of the day, it's not really tal in a general way. The kamikay, umizemuva, dezeh, shenizbar le'il. The bechinas tal toira hi hamshachas ha-toira k'moishi l'maylo. Alidei sekatera lishmo, that tal toira is to bring down the toira, as it is above. And how does that happen when we learn toira lishmo? When we say kol ha-koira v'sheina kodesh baruch ha-koira v'sheina k'negdoi, when you read and learn, the Eibishter reads and learns opposite you. So, while the Eibishter is learning the Torah, that's the Tal, that's Milmailo, but it comes through your learning, Kol HaKoyre V'Shoyne. And we said before, Hu Bichlol. So, in generally speaking, yes, this is from above. Avol B'Protius, but if you go into detail, Gam HaMshachas HaTorah K'moshi L'Mailo, even to bring down the Torah as it's above, the Torah in Atzilus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koyre V'Shoyne, which is the level that the Eibishter reads and learns, since that is drawn down, it comes down through the person reading and learning. So this part also reign of Torah, because you're working to get down that level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koyre V'Shoyne. So what is Tal Torah? That's even a higher level than Torah. She'eina nimsheches alidei sekatoira da'odam. That's not drawn down through the occupation of Torah, the person. Gam loy alidei sekatoira lishma. Not even through learning Torah lishma. It's a higher level than that. And the hamshachosim mitzadatzma, that comes on its own. It doesn't come because the person is koyde v'shoyne. It doesn't come because haskin atzmacha. It comes milmaila by itself. And this will explain to us a very perplexing piece of Gemara, what our sages tell us, that the first 3 hours the Eibishter learns, when we know, if the Eibishter is always corresponding learning when we're learning, the Eibishter is learning nonstop, it has to be, because there's somebody learning somewhere in the world all the time. And if the Eibishter corresponds to that learning, so what does it mean that the Eibishter learns 3 hours a day? But that's a different learning, a different thing. The learning that the Eibishter responds, that's a level of motor that comes in response to the person. But the level of what the Eibishter learns, that's a higher level all by itself. Rebbe explains. V'zehu sh'omru razal, this is what our sages of blessed memory tell us, that gimel shois, that the first 3 hours of the day, the Eibishter sits and occupies in Torah. It's known, the question is this, anybody who reads and learns, the Eibishter reads the Chumash, learns the Mishnah, the Eibishter Koyre V'Shoyne opposite him. Since the Yidden are occupied in Torah during the whole entire day, one is learning in 1 hour, one is learning in another hour. So then the Eibishter is also studying Torah during the day. All day. So why did the sages tell us that only 3 hours? That in the first 3 hours, that is when the Eibishter is learning Torah. But the Eibishter is learning Torah all the time because somebody is learning Torah and the Eibishter is Koyre V'Shoyne connected. But it's a different level of learning. The Gimel R'Shoyne is a much higher level than the Eibishter's Torah is Nimshach in the world. When you read and learn, the Eibishter reads corresponding to you. That's drawing down from above through your work below. The occupation of Torah of the person. And that's why what you bring down is relative, is according to this Rusu de Latata, the person, so there is a connection. It's still Motor, it's still this Rusu de Latata brings down. the Zehu, and that's why the language says Kenegdoi, meaning to the extent that he's learning. The Zehu Shomru Kola Koide Vishoine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koide Vishoine Kenegdoi, Kenegdoi corresponding. The Zesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koide Vishoine Hu Kenegdoi. The Eberster reads and learns is opposite what he's doing. So it mirrors what the person does. Lifi Erech HaLimud HaHodo. That is relative to the study of the person. But the fact that the first 3 hours the Eibishter sits and occupies in Torah, that's coming down from above on its own. That's a place where the Sarusa Latat doesn't reach there. It comes just by itself. It's not connected. It doesn't relate to the person. It comes on its own. That's the real idea of Tal Torah. And he says, "Kishoyres hatal who begimul rishoynes daatik." The root of do comes from the first three, the chokhmah bina das, in the world of atik in primis hakesar. Root of do is in the three rishonos of Atik. V'zui ha-shaychus, and that is the connection that HaKadosh Baruch Yoshech v'Yoshech bat Torah on his own, which is Tal Torah, the Gimel Shos rishonos. Now we know why it's the first 3 hours. The three corresponds to the three levels of Atik. Ke Gimel Shos rishonos, because the first 3 hours are the three rishonos, the first three levels of Atik. So the Rebbe is going to explain now that we can actually say, before the Rebbe said, Tal Torah was Pnimius HaTorah. Now the Rebbe is saying that Pnimius HaTorah is higher than Tal Torah. The Rebbe wants to say now that within Pnimius HaTorah we also have two levels. We have the Tal Torah, we have the higher level of Torah. Because in Pnimius HaTorah we have the logic understanding, which is, while it deals with spiritual matters, but it still dresses up in Chochmah Bina Das, so that's still considered to have a shaykhus, to the person, the Sarusa de Latata, the connection. But then we have the Pnimius of it, which is the Tainug, which is the like the Gimel Rishonis. Let's look inside. Yes, Levi Rizal Pia Yidua, you can explain this based on what is known. Shagambi Pnimius HaTorah Yesh Chitzonis Pnimius. That also in the inner part of Torah there is the externality of the primis uprimius and the inner. The zesh pnimius haTorah medaberes b'inyonim deishtalshlus. The fact that the primis haTorah does talk about matters of the ishtalshlus, the evolution, the way it comes down, hu hagal yeshiva, that's the reveal part. V'hu al derech nigla de Torah, that would be similar to the revealed part of Torah, she medaberes b'inyon ha'olam, talks in worldly matters. This is talking about ishtalshlus. Difference is, this is talking about the spiritual ishtalshlus, and Nigla talks about the world, in the revealed world. The revealed part of Torah talks about physical matter. That talks about spiritual matter. That level, the external part of Pnimius HaTorah, which talks about the Galia in Pnimius HaTorah, that's something you can understand. But the Iker HaInyan de Pnimius HaTorah, the main aspect of Pnimius HaTorah is Sha'atorah Yatainuk del Milo. The main thing of the Pnimius HaTorah is the light of above. Atainuk Shalamailo Ma'asoga. It's a delight which is higher than Asoga. It's even on a higher level. And therefore, the Rebbe connects now. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koyre V'Shoyne, HaKadosh Baruch Kinegdei, that's the Galia of Pnimius HaTorah. It's Tal, but it's the Galia. And when we say that it's Gimel Rishonos, that's the primius of the Galia de Torah. When what are we drawing down the primis haTorah when we learn Torah for the sake of Torah? Which we say, but reading and learning the Eibishter corresponds to you. You have prepared yourself to learn Torah, to learn lishmo. That's the revealed part of Pnimis HaTorah. That talks about areas and aspects of the Ishtalshlus and similar. But I'm shocha the Pnimis HaTorah mitzad atzma. But to bring down the Pnimis HaTorah on of itself, not that you bring down through your study, not that you bring down through your haskin atzmecha, your preparation. About this, the sages say, for the first 3 hours, the Eibishter learns Torah on his own. That's inyan hamatona de Torah. That's the gift of Torah. That's the level of Torah which is higher than Hasoga. So the Rebbe brought in now the level of matona, that there is a higher level than even the level that we learned before of Haskin Atzmecha, because, and the Rebbe goes through that, that could be the idea in Pnimis HaTorah itself. The Haskin Atzmecha brings about the Galdish Pnimis HaTorah, but the essence of the Tal, the Pnimis HaTorah Mitzad Atzmecha, that's the Gimel Rishonos, that's Hamshocha, which the person's is not bringing it down at all, that comes down the mila totally. In Ois Hay, the Rebbe is going to continue to explain that these three different levels, whether Torah is a Yerusha, that is connected to Yaakov. Whether Torah is Haskin Atzmecha Lilma Torah, that's the level of Yisrael. And then the Matana, that's Yeshurim. Let's look inside. Hey, v'zehu Torah tziva goymer. Marosha kilos Yaakov vayi bishurun melech yachad shifta Yisrael. So the Rebbe asked before, we find Yaakov, you have Yishurun and you have shifta Yisrael. And the Rebbe is going to explain these three names and how they fit in with the three levels of Torah. V'zeh shah Torah Yerusha l'kol echad miYisrael. The fact that Torah is a Yerusha to each one of the Jewish people, mitzad b'chinas Yaakov shebahem. That's the level of Yaakov which is in them, which is Meirosha, as the Pasuk says, Kilos Yaakov. Because, as the Rebbe will explain, Yaakov is the level that has to struggle and to achieve the level of Yerusha that comes through the level of working with the Gashmi that I've explained before. The idea that you prepare to learn the Torah, it's not an inheritance to you. It's the higher level, which is not the so much the struggle, it's level Yisrael. And the gift of Torah is Yishur. The difference between Yaakov and Yisrael, Yaakov is an Eved, is a worker, and Yisrael is a Ben. Bo'inyan hu, the Yaakov hu b'chinas Eved. Yaakov is the level of Eved. K'mesha kosu shma eila Yaakov avdi. The Pasuk says, listen to me, Yaakov avdi. Yaakov is the level of Eved. Yisrael hu b'chinas Ben. And Yisrael's level of Ben Kmesha Kosu Bni Bechori Yisrael. So Yisrael is a Ben, Bni Bechori, but it's a Ben. Now, what is the Avod of Yaakov? Yaakov is Shaykhis to the Shem Elikim. Yaakov is Shehu Oived Elikim. Oived Elikim means servants of Hashem, but in this context, he works through the Elikim, the Tzimtzum. Elikim, l'takein ha'hester ha'nimshach m'shem Elikim. So Yaakov is the level of an Eved. An Eved is Eved Elikim, served through Lesakin Nahesed Emshech Hanimshech M'Shem Elikim, to correct, to fix the blockage that comes from the Shem Elikim. The Yisroel, on the other hand, why do we call him Yisroel? Hu Al Shem Kisoriso Im Elikim. You have battled with Elikim, which means Shem Moishel, that you're in charge, that you are dominating, you are ruling, and control v'sholat al shem elikim. That's above the shem elikim. Elikim is not master for the level of Yisrael, because he's on top, he's sariso im elikim. As opposed to Yaakov Eved, Eved is Eved elikim. Zehu sheyisa b'zoyar, this is, fits with what it says in the Zoyar, she Yisrael v'Yaakov, Heim neged beis Hashem is Havaya v'Elikim. That Yisrael and Yaakov correspond to the two names of Havaya v'Elikim. As we just said, Yaakov is Oved Elikim, and Yisrael is on top. That's Shem Havaya, which is on top of Elikim. Sariso, in charge, over Elikim. The Legabe, Bechines Yaakov, relative to the Yaakov and Yidin, our cold level of Yaakov, the level of Yud Ekev, which means that there is the level of the heel, the lo yeshnei hester, ha-hester, the shem elikim. So over there, by Yaakov, the level of Yaakov, there is that block of the shem elikim. Vavidosei, in the service of Yaakov, he's lesakin ha-hester. He lesakin ha-hester to correct that blockage. V'gam la'acharei shemesakin ha-hester, as the Rebbe pointed out before earlier also, that even after you fix the Eved Elikim, he fixed the obscurity, the block of Shem Elikim, the Shem Elikim, Shaydeis, and Nimshech HaGilu, the Shem Havaya. And that way you draw down the revelation of Havaya, Hu HaGilu, the Havaya, Kemoy Shehu, Alidei Shem Elikim. So that's the revelation of Havaya as it comes through the Shem Elikim. Which means it's still, yes, you worked through the Elikim, but it's still, and you got Havaya, but it's through the Shem Elikim. But the Yisrael, on the other hand, who Al Shem, Shuhu Al Shem, Kisoriso Elikim, is dominant with over Elikim, Shalagabei, relative to the level of Yisrael, Ein Milchat Chila Helem Vahester, the Shem Elikim, you don't have to begin with. There is no block, there's no obscurity of Shem Elikim. So Hagilui de Havaya Shenimshach Al Yidei Yisrael. So what is the revelation of Havaya? Not the Havaya that you had to remove the block. It's the itself. Hagilui de Havaya Atzmei. That's the revelation of Havaya itself. So that's the chilek between the Havaya of Yaakov and the Havaya of Yisrael. Yaakov struggles with the Shem Elikim. So even when it takes away the block, it's still through Shem Elikim. Yisrael goes, Sarisim Elikim is Lechatchila, the Gila by itself. Mavau, Erbe Lekutet Torah, explained in Lekutet Torah, Shavoid, Abishesh, Yimei Hacholhi, Bederach Klal, Havoid, the Yaakov. That this work, the service of Hashem during the 6 weekdays, generally speaking, is the service of Yaakov, which is Havoid, Sabirurim. That's the service of sorting things out. Lahasakena Esther the Shem Elikim. That is to correct the obscure Shem Elikim. Avoid of the Shabbos he bimchinas Yisrael. But avoid of Shabbos is the level of Yisrael. On Shabbos we're like Yisrael because we're not fighting with the blockages. We're not needing to work through the Elikim, but it's Yisrael. Ki b'Shabbos k'siv. Vayichal Elikim. There is finished with Elikim. Shakol, some midas hatzimtzum vahester the Shem Elikim. That the measure of restriction and blockage of Shem Elikim is vayichal, gone. Concluded, finished. Benim shechagilui d'havaye. And that's why then you have the revelation of Havaye. V'lochein, and therefore in tzorichos la'vedis habirurim. We don't need the service of Birurim, as we do during the Sheishis Yimei, Sheishis Yomi, we work and we sort things out. The Shabbos we don't do. To avoid the Shabbos, he lihisanig al avaya. That is, avaya of Shabbos is to delight over havaya shelemailo miavaya sabirurim. This delight, lihisanig al avaya, is higher than the avaya sabirurim. That's the avaya of Shabbos. Ubechinas yishurun, and the level of yishurun he lemailo gam ubechinas Yisrael. The level of Yeshurun that the Yid has is even higher than the level of Yisrael. The Yeshurun who miloshin shir. Yeshurun is the language of a shir, which is the jewelry, which is a bracelet. Dover ogu kitabas, or like a ring. A ring, something circular, like a ring. Shein lo reish v'soif, that has no end, no beginning, no end. That's a higher level, the Yid's level, that he has no beginning, and then that's the high level. So what is that level? That Yidin are called with the name of Yeshurun, that sheer, that circular, that no end and no beginning, that level of Yidin. What is that level of Yisrael? That's the root of the souls. As it has gone up in the thought of Hashem to create, that's where the neshamas alu b'machshav. So now, what's the chilek between Yeshurun and Yisrael? Even though Yisrael is also on top, because we say that is alisanig al havaya and beyond Vaychal, there's no Elikim. So what's the Chilek Shun Yisrael? Avshe Gama Yind Yisrael Hashem Kisurisim Elikim. Even though that also the name Yisrael is because of the Sariso that you in charge with Elikim. Umitzad Agilu D'Sherish Anashoma Shelemaila Mislapshut Beguv. That also comes because of the revelation of the root of the soul, which is higher than dressing up in the body. That's the level of Yisrael. How does Yisrael dominate the Likim? It's because the source of his neshama, which is higher than the guf, is revealed. And here we're saying Yeshurun is higher, is the shedish of the neshama as olu b'machshava. So what's the difference between Yeshurun and Yisrael? This is also explained in many places, the difference. Which part of the neshama is called Yisrael? Which part is called Yaakov? That the one that dresses up, the part of the neshama that comes down to dress up in the body, that's called Yaakov. The part of the neshama which is higher than dressing up, higher than the dressing up in the body, that's called Yisrael. Yaakov is the soul as it dresses up in the body. Yisrael who shedesh haneshama shelemaylo mislavshes beguf, and Yisrael is the root of the neshama, which is higher than dressing up in the body. Because Yisrael ubechinas ben kenal, Yisrael is the level of ben. That's where is the son. So what is the difference between Yeshurun and Yisrael? Because a ben lo shvinya ben shayich davke la'achrish ben nimshach b'moyach ha'av. The language, and when can you say a son? A son is a new extension. It's already come from the Moyach of the Av. It's not Nimlach, not the level of Bimi Nimlach, the Moyach of Yeshurun Ha'etzem HaNeshoma K'moyshi Moshureshes B'atzmus Yisborach. That's the essence of the soul as it's rooted in his blessed Atzmus. B'duk Mas HaBen K'moyshi Moyach Ha'atzmai Terem Shenimshach. Similar to a son as it is in the mind of the father before it extended. That's the level of Yeshurun. So while it's a ben and not an eved, and it's higher than the part of the neshama that comes down in the body, but still it's already nimshach masya enkein, the etzem haneshama, which is mushreshes in atzmos, that's higher than the level of ben, that's Yeshurun. That's why Yeshurun is from the language of a ring, a jewelry, a circular shame by Reish V'Soif that doesn't have a head and an end. When we discuss the step, the level of neshamas, as they've already been extended from the brain of the father, even as they are above, I mean, higher than the shtalshulus, but we are already talking about a neshama that is a ben. There is differences of levels over there and the level of sun. But the idea of the shir that doesn't have no head and no end, that's the essence of the soul as they're rooted in Eir Sof. So we have Yishurun, which is the essence of the soul, nested in Atzmus, which is b'minim lach b'nishmasayim shel tzadikim, the level of neshamas, and then you have the mushul atzmus. Then you have the level of Yisrael, which is the level of Ben, which is nimshach memoyach ha'av, and then you have the level of Yaakov, which is the slapshus in the guf, and needs the avoda to remove that helam that it experiences from the Shem Elikim, from creation. Zehu mashekosum. And this is what the pasuk says, Vahi bishurun melech. What does it mean? By Yishurun, there was the melech. V'iso b'likut ha'teiro, we find, shezekoyi al resh hashanah. That this goes, when do Yidden have the melech al resh hashanah? Because al resh hashanah, shetam lichuni aleichem, you make me a king over you, so then we have, by Yishurun, there's a melech. We crowned Hashem. Because the idea that you make me a king over you, who alidei gilui etzem haneshama k'moshi mushureshes ba'atzmus ein sof, because that comes, the making Hashem a king is through the revelation to the essence of the soul as it's rooted in the essence of Ein Sof. That, as the Rebbe explained also in the previous Mamorim, that the different parts of Tkiyas Shofar, the level of the mitzvah, the level of Teshuvah, and the level of Tamlichuni Aleichem, that level comes by revealing the Etzem HaNeshama as it's rooted in Atzmus Ein Sof. And this is the connection of the three aspects of Yidden. We call them the three different names, representing the neshama in the guf, representing the level of ben above the guf, and representing the level of mushreshes ba'atzmus lemi yishurin. So the three levels that are in Yidden, Yaakov, Yisroel, v'yishurin, the gimul ha'inyonim shebetoyra, to the three levels of Toyra. The inyan hayirusha shebetoyra, the aspect of inheritance of Toyra, the inheritance, as we said before, she mitzad habirurim, that comes through the birurim shalik. They habirurim the Toyra yirshmes ha'irus the toyu. When the Toyra is brought down, and we use Toyra as a sorting out, as a refinement, and then we inherit the lights of toyu. That's the yirusha. Can I see base before using base? Who mitzad bechinas Yaakov? That is Yaakov does that work. The service of sorting out, that's Yaakov. As we said, to break through all the obstacles and to reveal the light. And the idea, work hard to learn Torah, to reveal, learn Lishma. Because then we bring down the Torah as it's above, at the level of Pnimius HaTorah, that's the Yisrael within the Neshama, within the level of the Yidden. There Yisrael brings down the level of higher, the level of Pnimius HaTorah. The Eisek HaTorah, the Bechinas Yisrael, who, because when Yidden learn Torah in the level of Yisroel, who loy bichdei levarer birurim, like by Yaakov, to mevarer, elo bichdei lahamshich gilui elokus, just to draw down godliness. Be'inyan hamatone de Torah, and the level of the gift of Torah, shuam shochas hatainuk de Torah shalomayla ma'asoga, that is drawing down the delight of Torah, which is even higher than understanding. The level of tainuk shalomayla mischalkus umitzad b'chinas yishurun, that's the level of yishurun. That's why yishurun mitvahi bishurun melech, the level of tamlichun aleichem, because that reaches into the highest level. And the level of they have the level of Yisrael, that's the level of Haskin Atzmacha. Then you have the level of Yaakov, which is the level of Yerusha. Through the Birurim, we inherit the Eiris of Toyu. Through the level of Yisrael, we get the level, we get Toyra Pnimi, the level of Pnimis HaToyra, which is not to be Mevarer, but to be Mamshir the Gilim of Toyra. And through the level of Yishurun, we get the Matona of Torah, which is even higher than any dividing. We get the level of Yishurun. In Ois Vov, the Rebbe is going to give a whole new insight in what we've learned, a little different than we understood it till now. The Rebbe is going to bring out. Right now, we have the three levels, so Yaakov is the lowest level, Yisrael is higher, and Yishurun is even higher. The Sheer Eagle is even higher. But that's all because we're explaining why do we say Yerusha is the lowest level, because we're saying that through the Torah Tzivalonu Meirosha, we get a Yerusha. How? When we work with the world or himself to understand Torah, he inherits the Eiris of Toyu versus what he has himself, just the Eiris of Tikkun, and that makes it the lowest level. And then you have the level of when he learns Torah Lishma, then you get the high level, then you have the level of Yishurun, the way it's Mushreshes, the Nisham Menatzvus. The Rebbe turns it around now. He says, because the Pashta Pshat of Yerusha is not that through working with the world he will inherit the Eiris of the Torah. Torah Tzivalonu, the Torah is Meirosha, the Torah itself is a Yerusha. The Rebbe changes it around that the level of Yerusha is actually higher than the level of the level of Haskin Atzmacha, and even of the level of Mushreshes Ba'atzma, it's even in a higher level. And then the Rebbe is going to go into the explanation. So why do we give it the name Yaakov? Here now we explain, because the level Eina Yerush, the level of Yerusha is the lowest, that's why it's called Yaakov, as the Rebbe explained. But over here, why are we saying Teret Tzivalonu Moshe Meirosha Kilas Yaakov? If Yerusha is even a higher level, so why would it associate with Yaakov? And how could we? We'll see very, very inside. The Rebbe is going to explain this whole idea. But the Halton Kop, you have to keep track over here. We need to understand. The Lefi Biur Hanal, according to the above explanation, Hatam Sha'atoyra Nikras B'Shem Yerusha Hu, the way we explain now why we're calling it Yerusha, it's not that the Torah is a Yerusha, a level of Torah is Yerusha. The Fisha HaTorah Mevia LiYerusha. Torah leads to Yerusha. Sha'idei HaBirurim, Sha'idei HaTorah. Through when we sort out, through using the Torah to sort it out, Yershin Eiris the Torah, that's why we inherit the lights of Torah. But that's not the Pashta Pshat. The Pirush the Torah Goyme Merosha BePashtus, meaning what is the Pashta meaning that the Torah is a Yerusha? Shatoira Atzma Yerusha. Torah is also Yerusha. So why are we saying, according to the Pashta Pshat, there is actually another idea in Yerusha in which it's not that it brings us to Yerusha, Torah is also a Yerusha. And according to that Pshat, Yerusha is taka higher. The Inyan HaYerusha de Torah. When we talk about the Torah is a Yerusha, the Inyan HaYerusha de Torah, La pirush haTorah atzmi Yerusha, according to the interpretation that we're saying, the pshuta shel mikra, Torah itself is Yerusha. Hulamayla yeser gami yin amatona de Torah. That's a higher level even than the matona de Torah that we learn as the highest level. And the Rebbe explains the reason we explained before from the Maimorim that Yerusha is the lower level. That's because it's talking a different Yerusha. It's talking Yerusha, the Yerush, the Eirus through the Birur. This that was brought down before from the Maimori. The Yerusha, Hilamata, Mematone, that Yerusha is lower than a Matone. It's also lower than Haskiratsim, but it's lower than Matone. Who Lifi, but right, trying to say now Yerusha is even higher than Matone. Why did we say that's Hulifish Yerusha? He mitzad mitzi usoi shel hayerush. There is a part in Yerusha, according to the Ragachova, the Rebbe brings down in the notes over here. There's two parts in Yerusha. There's one Yerusha, you're just a relative of the the person. And the person, whether he wants or not, is a Yerush. And then we have another aspect in Matona has to be the Rotzen of the one that gives. The Rotzen, if he's a Yerush, he gets it regardless of whether he wants it or not. So he said, so the reason that part of Yerusha, the Ragachava explains, there's a place where the Yerush takes the place of the Meirush. That's a higher level in Yerusha. The Rebbe says, by Goyim, which we can learn, Och Esav LeYakov, which goes before Matan Torah, they only had the second level of Yerusha. That part of Yerusha is taka lower, but the level of Yerusha in which the Yerush stands in the place of the Meirush, that's a higher level. Let's look inside. The Yerusha ilamata mematona, this that we brought down from the memory, that Yerusha is lower than matona, who lifisha Yerusha, who mitzad mitzi usay, shel hayerush, shehu kreivay shel hamerush. Because Yerusha has the mitzias of the inheritor, the one who's inheriting, it's his mitzias, because he's a relative of the Meirush. Be'enei tluya berotzen ha-Meirush. The one, he doesn't have to want him to inherit, he just inherits on it. U'metonoi mitzad ritzoyne shel ha-Noisen. But the gift comes from the Noisen. It's higher and a higher place when it comes that the Rotzen Noisen wants it. The inyan zeh hu be'Yerusha. This aspect of Yerusha, she'irak mitzad kurva, becomes just because of relationship, is taka a lower level. Avo bi Yerusha shein yonahu shayirish aimed b'makom hamerish. But when we have the level of Yerusha, in which the inheritor stands in the place of the inheritor, ubemeila yirish es nechosov, and therefore he inherits in the chosim. In other words, he's not just because he's related is getting it, but he becomes the inheritor. So therefore, if he's the inheritor, it's his. It's his. And Shaykh Loimer Shibo Mitzad Mitziusa Shel Hayerush. You can't say that it's coming because of the entity, because of the inheritor. Kivan Shayerush Eina Mitzius Achar Ma'amerish. He's not a separate entity than the one who's inheriting. Elohim Bim Kaim Amerish. But he stands in the place of the inheritor. In that case, Yerusha Zu Hila Maila Mematona. This is like a higher level than Matona. The Matona He Mitzad. Rotzen ha-noisen. Yeah, before it was higher because it has the noisen involved. He wants it. But birusha boifun zeh, this kind of Yerusha, when it takes the place of the Meirush, ha-yerush emet b'mekoyim ha-meirush atzmoi, he stands in his place, shelamaylam ha-rotzen shaloi. It's higher than his will. He doesn't have to even want to give it to him. He's just there. He becomes him, a higher level than rotzen. Ba-pizeh tzorich leimar. So now we have an issue. So before we explained Yerusha Yaakov, because Yaakov is the lowest name. So why is over here Yerusha, which is higher, why is it Yaakov? Baba said, Tzorich Leimar, Da'atam al-zeh she'b'inya Yerusha de Torah, she'lamay l'gam matona de Torah. Here we're talking Yerusha de Torah is even higher than matona de Torah. I'm not even higher than the Rotson of the Nason. Nema Marosha Kilos Yaakov, who ki Yisroel v'Yishurim Hem Shem Amayla. Yisroel and Yishurim are a name that represents a greatness. V'lochein Shayochim Li'inyin HaGiluyim. They have a connection to the levels of revelations. But V'inyin HaYerusha Shayerish Emet B'mokim HaMayrish. But the idea of Yerusha in which the inheritor takes the place, stands in the place of the Meirish, Mokma Meirish, Ha'atzmoy, Mizgala B'Hashem Yaakov. Then, that is only the name of Yaakov. Kasher Hu Shem Ha'etzem, when it's the name of Etzem, it's not a descriptive, when it's the Shem Ha'etzem, that is Rebbe says Tzarechi, and where is Yaakov Hashem Ha'etzem, but basically, the essence of Yaakov is taka higher level. Sheboi kol Yisrael he bishove, in which all Yidden are equal. Meaning, there's no Maila. You're not a Yisrael. You're not a Yishurim. You're a Yaakov. That's why. That's the highest place. Okay, so here we're saying because it's all. There's no different by Yaakov. There's no Maila there, but L'chaira, that's also fitting to the level of Shir. Another Shir is a circular, which everybody's equal. We said before because it comes from the level, which doesn't make a difference. Here we're saying, yeah, even in the level of Yishurin, it makes a difference. By the level of Yaakov, it doesn't make a difference. How so? Tzarich lovin the inyan that's a man neshama shemitzad ze kol Yisrael heim b'shove. This idea of the essence of the soul, which makes all Yidden equal, mudgash yoyser l'chayda b'ashem Yishurin, that is, seems to be more emphasized in the name Yishurin. Why? The Yishurin hum loshon shir shem b'rosh v'soif. It's a loshon of a ring, a bracelet, has no head and no end. V'af apikein, and yet, Hashem Yishurin shaykh l'inyan matonet de Torah. So we say that that is connected to the level of matonet Torah sh'shaykh l'rotzen ha'noisim. At least it has the Rotsin HaNoisin, not the essence. V'gabe Yerusha, sheshaychis la'meirish atzmai. And when over there by Yerusha, when it connects to the inheritor himself, nemeh merosh kilas Yaakov, over here it says, merosh kilas Yaakov, called Yaakov. The Rebbe now explains the difference between that we say the inyan of Bechira, that Hashem chooses, even though that also comes mitzad atzmus, and in the inyan that we're saying that the Meirish, that the Yoyrish stands in the place of the Meirish. And the Rebbe makes a distinction. And the Rebbe says that even though Bechira comes from Atzmus, but what Atzmus chooses is to want or not to want. So the expression of the Bechira Sa'atzmus to choose to want, but the level of Meirish, that the Yoyrish is B'mokum HaMeirish, that's in the Atzmus itself, not to choose to want or not to want. Look inside. And further, the Rebbe explains even more. So the Rebbe explains like this. The Yuvan Zeh Behagdi Mashakosuf. So we'll understand this by introducing that we say, Yivchar Lonu Es Nachaloseinu. Hashem should choose our inheritance. Seems to be a contradiction here. If the Eibishter chooses, then it's not our inheritance. And if it's our inheritance, why does he have to choose it? It says, Yivchar Lonu Es Nachaloseinu Es Ge'on Yaakov, the pride of Yaakov. Why does the Eibishter have to choose if it's our inheritance? Shemer Kan Shnei Inyonim. He says two things here. Yivchar Lonu, which is Inyan HaBechira, the Eibishter's choice, choose us. And also Ves Nachaloseinu, Inyan HaYerusha. And that our inheritance, the idea of Yerusha. So the Rebbe answers like this. So that why so we can say the inyan habechira shakodesh baruch hu bochar bi Yisrael. Who? What is the idea that the Eibishter chose the Yidden? Is shabochar lirtzeis bohem? He chose that he wants them. So that is the bechira. Is the bechira to want them? He chose to want them. He doesn't have to want them. But in Atzmus, nobody for it could want and not want, but what he chose is to want. But v'inyan ha-Yerusha sha-Yerush ha-Mid b'makom ha-Medish, but this level in Yerusha, in which the inheritor takes the place of the inheritor, the one who inherits, takes the place of the one who inherits to him, who she-Yisroel mushroshim ba-Atzmus atzmei, that they rooted in Atzmus, not that Atzmus had to choose something, but it's Atzmus itself. To choose or not to choose is Atzmus also. Vagam the in abchira, the choosing whom it's had the Atzmus shein emuchrach b'shum dover. When we say somebody chooses, it means that's the essence. The real choice is that he's not muchrach b'shum dover. V'yochel lirtzis v'lo lirtzis, he can want and not want. So it doesn't depend on anything. When we say you choose, you don't choose because of any reason. You choose because that's what you want to do. You could choose, you could not choose. And that comes only because Atzmus, there's no other motives, there's nothing else there. But still, Mikol Mekoyim, Iyin HaBechira, Huloy B'negei LaAtzmus Atzmai, the choosing is not as it pertains to the Atzmus himself, Ela B'negei LaRatzon Shelo, he chooses something that he wants. The Zeh SheBochar BiYisrael. What does it mean? Atzmus chose the Yidden, who shabachar lirtzis b'hem. He chose to want them, and not Atzmus himself. The Rebbe brings this even another point over here. So first of all, he chooses to want. So there's an extra want over here that he wants them. That's the nachala. He chooses to nachala. But even the choosing itself, which is the cause why he wants, he haflos ha'atzmus. That's the distinction, the wondrous of the atzmus. So when you say choosing, you're talking about the flaw, the greatness, and this distinction of atzmus, that it's not forced by anything, it can want and not want. But v'loy ha'atzmus atzmei, that's not atzmus itself. There's a difference between haflos atzmus and atzmus. When we talk about mushresh in atzmus, we're talking about atzmus itself. Whereas bechira both, the reason for bechira is haflos atzmus. And what he wants is Ratzin, that's what he chooses to want, and not Atzmus itself. When it comes to Matone, we use the name Yeshurun. And when it comes to Yerusha, it's Toyrit Sivalonu Moshe, Meirosho, Kihilas Yaakov. The Matone, Shehi Mitzad, Rotzen Hanoisin Kinal. Because when we talk about Matone, that is the desire, the one who gives. That's why you give a Matone. Bo mitzad avchira shebocher lirtzis. That comes because he chose that he wants to give. That he chose to want. Like we say in the blessing of the Torah, Asher bochar bonu, he chose us, mikol amim, v'lochein v'nosan lo nesteros. And that's why, because he chose, he gave us the Torah. So, that is the advantage of matan, the nesina, is because he chose. B'kivon she'inyan habchido haflo sa'atzmus Shein Mukhrach B'Shum Dabar. Since the idea of Bechira is the distinction, the wondrous of Atzmus that is not forced by anything, Lachain HaKlilaze Hu Inyan the Yeshurun, the vehicle for that gift is the name Yeshurun, Meloshin Shir, Loshin of a ring, a bracelet, eagle. It's a circle, Shein Barej Yosef. It has no head or end. That represents the essence of the neshama, the yishurun of the neshama, shilimalila the ischalkus the roish v'soif, that it's beyond any dividing of head and soif. But ve'inyan ha'yirusha sheyisrael mushroshim ba'atzmus atzmei, but the idea of yirusha in which the yidden are rooted in atzmus itself. That Mizgal Bashem Yaakov, that revealed in the name Yaakov, Shema Etzim the Yisrael Atzma, that's the name of the Etzim of Yidden themselves, is the name Yaakov. I think also the Shema Etzim is because he was first known as Yaakov, that was his Etzim. The Rebbe said in the Ara before that we quoted is that needs a source for this. But in any event, the way the Rebbe explains it over here, that while because Matone comes the Rotzen, so while it's in Atzmus, but the Bechira of Rotzen, it's not as high as Atzmus itself, which is the Meirish, the Yoirish takes the place of the Meirish. So that's why that's Yaakov the Shema Etzem, and this is Yeshurun, which only shows that there's no revision and end, but it's not as high as the Yaakov, the Shema Etzel. So while the Rebbe explained that the idea of Yerusha is higher than the Inyan of Yivchar Lanu, but in the Pasik, then the idea of Yerusha is higher than Bechira, but in the Pasik it says Yivchar Lones Nachloseinu, and it uses Yaakov over there. We just explained that Yaakov is the Shema Etzem. That's the ultimate Nachlaseinu. The idea of Bechira is not as high. That's the Bechira Lirtzeis. That's already a lower level. So the Rebbe explains now, so why do we say Goen Yaakov over there? It's not because of the Yivchar Lanu, because Yivchar Lanu is lower than Yaakov. It's because of the Nachlaseinu part. V'yeshloim Zayin, v'yeshloimar, it says, as Goin Yaakov, the pride of Yaakov, Yaakov, who mitzada in the Nachaloseinu. That's because of the inheritance. Because the Bechira is not Yaakov. The Bechira, like we said before, that would be Yeshurun. That would be, he chose to choose them, to give them the Matone. But that's the inyan of Nachaloseinu. That's why it says Goin Yaakov, because it's Nachaloseinu. The inyan HaYerusha Shaykh LiYaakov. Because the idea of Yerusha belongs to Yaakov, like we're saying here, Moirosho Kilos Yaakov. Babakosha Yivchar Lono Es Nachaloseinu. So what are we asking over here? Yivchar Lono Es Nachaloseinu. What is it to choose? We're talking about the highest level of, we're talking Yerusha. So we want that Nachaloseinu, which is the essence of the Neshama, which is the highest part of the Neshama, which is the Yaakov, even higher than Yeshurun in this context. That it should come down Begilu. That means Yivchar, means to bring down that Etzem Begilu. Ukemoi Sheberesh Hashana Iker HaDgoshu Hu Nachaloseinu. As Goin Yaakov, just like on Rosh Hashanah, the main emphasis is our inheritance, Goin Yaakov. But we're asking Yivchar, Eloshim Evakshim Shin Yuzay Yumshach Begilui. We're asking that it should come down openly, but the main emphasis that this is Nachaloseinu. This is the Goin Yaakov. Yaakov, that's the inheritance. Al Derech Zehu B'Simchas Torah. Similarly, B'Simchas Torah. Sheikir had Gosha, the main emphasis in Meirosho Kihilas Yaakov. It's an inheritance of Yaakov. That's the main emphasis that we are inheriting and part of, connected with Atzmus. And that's why it also says, Kihilas Yaakov. Oy, Mer Kihilas Yaakov. Shemetzada inya the Yaakov kol Yisrael hei metzias achas. Because from the perspective of Yaakov, they're all one. It's not even like Shir, which is a circle all together, no head and no top. It's not even a separate, there's no circle even. It's just one entity. Al derech shebereish Hashanah atem nitzovim kulchem lachodim keechot. Similar to in Rosh Hashanah, you're standing all, which is one, like all together, all like one. V'zehu shemitzvah sayim disimchas Toira b'rikudim. That's why the mitzvah of the day, asimchas Toira, is dancing. The rikudu b'raglayim, dancing is with the feet. U'raglayim atzmo, and within the feet itself, ba'ekev shobahem, within the heels of the feet. Yaakov, Meloshen Ekev. That's why that's connected to Meroshe Kilas Yaakov, because Yaakov is also the level of Ekev. Over there, Shekol Yisrael Shavim Bazeh. There's no difference. Everybody's equal. You come to learning, intellect. This is something which is equal for everybody. Ulahaysif. The Rebbe wants to add here, the Zeh Shekol Yisrael Misagdim Lis Mitzias Achas. The fact that they're united to be one entity, Kihilas Yaakov. It's not because they're feeling an advantage, which is, they're a level that they feel the advantage, which is beyond separation. Over there, the unity that takes place by Yishurun, which becomes a circle, is through the revelation that the Makiv, which is higher than his Chalkus, is revealed. That sort of forces for them to become united. Because this is not the reason over here. It's not because of any adventure. Shari Yaakov Meloshen Ekev. Yaakov is from Hilu. Be'ekev and Nigash Hilu. In the heel, there's no advantage. It's an essence, achdus. It's not an achdus because you feel the advantage of everybody together, or the gile of the makiv that forces it down of that advantage, because this is akiv. There's no, but it's just the essence. Achdus atzmis. Well, derech zeh, hu benigei elayis achdus, the Yisrael being narikud ba'akvayim. Similarly, is to that union of the Yidden when they dance with their heels. By day ha'inyan de kilas Yaakov, through the idea of dancing all together, a union dancing with the heels, mizgala ha'inyan de meirosha, that reveals the idea of the meirosha, the kilas Yaakov, bring around meirosha, Yerusha the Torah, she Yisrael ha'raisi v'kutcha b'rich kulcha, that the Yidden, the Torah, and Hashem is really one. When we talk about matone yishurim, matone, there's three: hanoisen, hamakabel, hamatone, the giver, the recipient, and the gift itself, the Torah. That's when we talk about matone. Mashenki beinyan hayirusha the Torah, as opposed to when we talk about the yirusha of Torah. Yisroel v'raisa v'kutcha b'rich kulchad, over there the Yidden, the Torah Hashem is really one. V'am shochas inyan zeh, drawing down this in Meirosho, Yerusha the Torah, b'simchas Torah, and the simchas Torah, he b'simcha g'doylo. So it's a great joy. Because over there is the ultimate, there's no three things, it's just one. Yidden, the Torah and Hashem are really one, not three things, but one. And this comes out through the Simchas Torah, and it's a great Simcha. Simchas Torah nimshach zal kol hashana kulo. Simchas Torah, it extends for the whole year. The tiyesh nas smecha b'limud haTorah. It should be a happy year in learning Torah. B'lish shumaniyaz v'ikuvim, without anything, interferences, any holdbacks. Hashem b'pnei zeh nisavu kol Yisrael v'chulu l'moisa Mashiach. That's the reason why Yidden desire, as the Rambam says, why did they want the days of Mashiach? Because then there will be nothing stopping and holding back from occupying in Torah mitzvahs as necessary. V'at sheyiyah, until it's going to be, u'mol ha'oriz deyas havaya kamoim le'yom ha'chasim. The world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem, just like water covers entirely the water covers the sea. B'bi'as Mashiach Tzidkenu b'korav mamash, with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu very soon. And so the Rebbe says, Yaakov is the level of Yerusha. And Yivchar Lonu is for the Yerusha to come down openly. Yivchar Lonu, that's why he's going Yaakov. And the Rebbe says that's also Simchas Torah. And Kilos Yaakov makes it all together. The Rebbe says this is just like Atem Nitzov. And the Rebbe said there's a Maila in this level of Yaakov, because over there it's one. There's no three things. There's only one. Matona has three things. And that's the level of Yisrael with the Eibishter. And that comes down the great Simcha. And it continues the Simcha for a whole year.